If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back to the Sofa Cinema Club. It's episode number 13. I'm Colson Smith and I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together and we educate each other on the films that we should have seen but we haven't. The beauty of our film club is that all you need to join in is a sofa and a TV and watch along at home. Today's episode, it's my pick of film and it's all about Cheaper by the Dozen. But... before we get into it, how's your week been?
Well, hold on. The big news of the week was your birthday, surely.
Yeah, 21.
Yeah, 21. Maybe. Yeah, 21. Thanks.
You want to shut that? You want to shut that right down? How was it?
Yeah, everything it was meant to be.
What's that mean? Big party.
Well, you know there wasn't a big party because you weren't there. So
the rubbing.
The
small party?
No.
Meal with the parents?
A meal with the parents. Ooh. Meal with you two. And meals with Tom, Dick, Harry, Frank, Will and Simon.
All separate events.
All separate events. Ate out every night last week.
Oof. Hello.
Yeah.
Crikey. Revisit anywhere twice?
El Gato.
Did you?
Okay. Loved it.
Yeah. Anyway... yeah, so there wasn't the big song and dance 21st.
How do you feel about them?
Because she had an 18th.
I had the 18th. I was planning the 21st. It was all lined up. Jack had DM'd five were coming to do it.
You know, get on board.
That was
is that them?
Yeah, up get when you're down.
Get on board.
Get on board. What are they doing? Get on a ship.
And then obviously...
five on a cruise ship. Get on board. I'll tell you what, get on, it's a new advert. Right, sorry.
We obviously had the earliest setback, probably last year, of Billy Ocean turning down my 21st.
He didn't turn it down.
No. We
he
had
didn't
Billy
turn
Ocean.
It down.
You had to. What? How much was Billy Ocean again?
Caribbean Queen.
Wasn't he 20 grand?
45.
45 grand and all the rum he can drink. That was the deal.
Whoa. He did all the big hits for that, though.
We were considering it, and then all of a sudden, his fee jumped to like 200 grand.
Could you imagine if I'd have had a bit... like, can we just pretend? Ask me how my 21st was.
How was your 21st?
Amazing. We had this party, yeah? And Billy Ocean came out singing When the Going Gets Tough, and he was like, yeah, it's Colson's 21st. And everyone was just screaming. It was mint. We had... everything was going off.
And you had the band before were Five, and then Billy, wasn't it?
So Five were the support act, and then it was Billy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I did a bit of a speech. My dad did a bit of a speech. And
a rap? Just, a rap?
Yeah.
You cried.
And Akon came out and joined in, and yeah.
Akon?
Party the night away, yeah.
Akon.
Akon.
Akon, innit?
Akon?
I'd call Akon's a thing. I'd always call him Akon.
Isn't he in prison?
Moving on. yeah, 21st was the 20. I had a really nice meal with you two. I had a really nice meal with the parents. Yeah, but I think I'll be fine about this whole no party situation once
when
people
22.
Stop mentioning it.
Yeah,
like I thought this week we were done now.
Yeah,
but Pete, I guess the texts.
I know because it's a special one, isn't it? 18/21.
When can I celebrate it with you? I'm going. Oh well, you can't because I'm not having a party. Because I couldn't afford one, couldn't pull it off too short notice. Yeah.
Billy let me down.
Billy let me down.
Five
let me down. You want to do that in a text. You want to go back and go, right, look, I'll take you through it. You know, five let me down. I couldn't get Billy. I tried my best. Couldn't get it together. Like, give a massive text was, back.
And then you'll never hear from them. There was even a time when the managing company that represent Billy Ocean had asked for 45 grand, and I went, oh, that's a bit steep. I emailed back and put, can I have a quote for hot chocolate?
Like you're getting your bathroom done with different tiles. Oh, they're a bit stiff. Can I have one with the Wix tiles?
But, it didn't come off. But the 21st was fine. You know, I had a really nice evening with my parents. It was enjoyable. Other than the restaurant cock-up, which is technically your fault.
What?
Because you recommended King Street Tavern.
No, no. Right.
Oh, no, what we just said twice now. No, was that no?
Right. Hello and welcome to Yorkshire. I'm Jack B. Shepherd.
No. Come by.
Right. What happened was we were thinking of where we were going to go for our meal, us three. Yes. And you went, well, I'll go anywhere but King Street Tavern because I'm going there on Tuesday with the parents. And I said, it's really nice.
But you...
He'd already booked it.
No. You previously had told me it was really nice, hence why I booked it. So when we rock
up... I've never eaten there.
What?
I've only had drinks.
You've just recommended somewhere. I've heard it's great.
So get
have
this.
You eaten them?
No. No. We've had... It was stressful. They've come over from Yorkshire. I finished work late. I'm tired. They've come into the flat. We've done all of that bit.
Come into the flat. You've done the... You've obviously done the panic bedroom clear up.
I've done the panic.
The bombshell.
The old phone call.
Hiya.
We're outside
the door there.
To what then point Ben the... went, well, they can't come in here.
I mean, look at the state of it. You had to throw the underpants into the wardrobe.
Is it everything under the bed?
Everything
into a washing machine. Ben was switched putting colours and whites in everything.
everything. Whoa, it was a mess.
Right, go on, restaurant.
So we get to this restaurant. It's been a bit stressful. Walk into the restaurant, nobody's in there. So Hannah was like, I think you've messed up here, Colson. Like, it's a hotel restaurant. Like, it might be really nice, but it's going to have no atmosphere.
Mm.
We walked into the restaurant and it didn't even have, like, music playing or anything. So we went up to the rooftop bar. We had a drink. Really nice rooftop bar in at King Street.
Mm.
So we wait in. And then my mum goes, well, you can't cancel the table. It's £18.50 a head on the booking fee. And I was like, what's going to happen now? So I had to go and cancel the table for my own birthday party by saying my parents were stuck in traffic. Then an hour later, walk out with my parents.
So where did you go?
The Ivy. Because where on a Tuesday night can you get an atmosphere of a Saturday? Yeah. So we went to the Ivy, and it was lovely, to be fair.
What did you have?
It was really nice.
Steak.
Steak, yeah. Which I haven't had from there before.
Yeah, their steak's good.
It was good. I was impressed. But yeah, it was nice. 21 is 21. Birthdays are another day. 21, I guess, is a big one. There was no party.
Well, we went to the races.
We did. I'm going to half try and claim that as part of my 21st.
Have it.
Saturday, weekend of my 21st, we went to the races.
We lost.
Everything.
I lost 500 quid.
With the Billy Ocean fund gone.
500 quid. First horse, I put £50 on it. I was getting tips off Mikey North.
But no, we all had the same tips.
We all had the same tips.
We all had a tipster's tip.
Tipster's tips. We were going to win a fortune.
It was
dead certs.
I know someone who's riding the horse.
Yes.
Who knows the person who's ridden the horse and put the saddle on.
Yeah.
We were all going there with the impression that we were going to come home millionaires.
Yeah, but we had to bet on to win, not each way.
Oh.
So we bet 50 quid to win, came second. So then I'm chasing my money then.
What was the theory in not betting each way?
Because
the money that you would have got back wasn't really worth putting the money up. Do you know what I mean?
It's just not worth gambling if you're not losing.
Yeah. The annoying bit is, because of where the box is, you have to go outside to get to the proper bookies.
You know, like downstairs in the pit.
You have to bet in, we were in tote betting, which is cack. It's online odds. So when you put your money on, you don't agree on odds. It's the last odds at the time of the race. So you could put 100 quid on and it could be 2-1 by the time.
They could short it right before the race.
Because it's what people are betting on. So Jack is going there, or Billy Big Balls, putting big money on. But because he's going in front of me, the odds for me are going to be worse. Because they're going, oh, someone's just put £100 on Red Stripe. So when I go to put Red Stripe on, he's bloody evens. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But key moment. So we go down to like the jockey ring, you know, where they walk them around. Yeah. And we do a picture with all the jockeys. And as we're doing this picture, one of the jockeys...
You could put the picture up. Could you put the picture
up? I can put the picture up. Because we need to find Daniel Muscat. Because in the picture, he turned around and went, I'm loving the podcast, boys. Mm. Can you believe it?
Sorry, you've lost all your money.
That was just before he...
Do you know what?
He won.
He came second. Did he come second? Richard Kingsley won. But, you know, he came second in the big race. Fair play to him. So... If you're listening,
shout out
and let us know what your favourite film is and send us some better tips. as well, I will put that picture up because for some reason Jack looks tall. It's never happened.
I know. I'm massive.
And do you know what? I was thinking in that picture, I'm going to look a big boy in this. I was thinking.
Where did you position yourself? Not in the middle.
In between. I had two people in front of me, so yes. I was almost like a head. I was thinking, I'm going to look a floating big head. Boy in this. It wasn't that bad, actually.
It wasn't that bad.
Did well. Got
step
someone.
Back. You step back a bit and let them go forward.
Well, because the kind of height they were was kind of just covering my whole body, so it just kind of worked. Right, let's skip on from what we've done this week.
Yeah.
Because... Earlier in the week, you set out a challenge, didn't you, Jack, on the Instagram?
Yes, I did. I was asking for people's stories that they have something that's changed their lives through film.
Out of interest, how did we get the idea to do this challenge?
It was from my mum. My mum came up with the idea that... is it Radio 4 that do it? Desert Island Discs?
Mm.
And... people go on Desert Island Discs and say how this song has changed their life in some way. My mum...
It's in it, anything they've seen or anything they've done has changed their life.
Something like that. So my mum thought it'd be an interesting way to see if that's happened.
But your mum's way of getting it in was first to go by me.
Via you.
So she sent me 5 minutes worth of voice messages, which I listened to at the motorway service station. I thought, bloody hell, that's a lot of information to take in. I went, well, I can't leave her on red, can I? So I've got a reply. So I reply. By the time I get to my destination, Jack sends a text in going, look, my mum's had this idea, but Coulson didn't understand it. So now I've got to pass it on. I was like, oh, wasn't giving very long, was I? So if you're listening, Janet, bear with me next time. but no, so your mum wanted to find out what films... have affected people, but not in the obvious ways, wasn't it? It was more things that...
Yeah, whether you've had a change of career or, you know, what?
If you've had a change of career?
Watching a film.
I watched...
Well, you Space
Alien
Jam.
And I thought, I better have a change of career.
Right. I'm going to read you...
Films that have been significant in your life. Yeah. Yes. Changed your life.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to read you a few of the best ones out.
Oh, do you read their names as well, or do you just keep it anonymous?
Not
keep
this one.
Keep it anonymous.
Bridge of Madison County. Have you seen it? Bridges of Madison County.
County.
God. Oh, wow.
Good stuff.
Oh, good stuff. Bridge of Madison County. Madison, where have you been for your life? Madison County. It's massive.
Right. Bridges of Madison County. Have you seen it?
Clint Eastwood.
Mm. Okay.
I've seen it.
This woman watched it, left her husband. She's now 10 years married to her first ever crush. She's happy. Can you believe that? Watched a film.
That's
as short as it is.
Oh!
Watched a film, divorced a husband, got married to a crush.
That's end of message.
That's it, yeah.
Bombshell.
And then she sent another message later on, which I thought would be a bit more...
We're still together.
...about the old pain of the husband.
Yeah.
Also, watched G.I. Jane twice and shaved my head.
No, she's lying now.
No.
She wasn't lying before when she left her husband, but she is now. She shaved her head.
Watched G.I. Jane, shaved her head.
You wouldn't want to watch movies with her, would
watch
you?
G.I. Jane.
I think.
Do you remember that?
Demi Moore.
I think we should invite her in. We got somebody who was watching Titanic And as the ship crashed, her waters broke.
That's good.
So what did they name the child?
Rose?
Yes.
Oh, Rose.
My God. Oh, wow.
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 My favourite.
Favourite.
I think the greatest one that we could... I just think this is brilliant. I was a vegetarian for 5 years. Me and my boyfriend at the time decided to go to the cinema on Valentine's Day. We didn't want to see a romantic film, so we decided to see Wolfman. I really enjoyed that film. There was a scene in Wolfman where the Wolfman is ripping someone's head off in a campsite. In that moment, I really wanted a bacon sandwich. When I got home, I had one. It was one of my best decisions. I will always be grateful for that film, for reminding me of my love of bacon and meat. How good is that?
Someone gets their head ripped off.
And she's been a veggie. She's been a vegetarian. She sees that. She goes and makes a bacon sandwich.
Wouldn't you think it's the opposite way round?
Yeah.
You'd see it and go, oof. I know why I don't eat meat now. Wolfman's just eaten someone's head. She's gone, actually, I could kill a bacon sandwich.
HP sauce? Like, God. I think that's good.
Yeah.
I think that's good. If you've got any others, send them in.
Send them in.
Yeah.
They're good.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't quite figure out why you're watching someone get their bowels eaten. You go, ooh, do a bacon sandwich.
Maybe because it was Valentine's Day.
Yes.
She's a bit turned
on.
A bit
romantic.
Cool. What about like different podcast, actually?
What a Valentine's Day. Anyway, yeah, send them in. Sent very good.
Right. Cheaper by the Dozen. So, Cheaper by the Dozen is a Disney film. Steve Martin plays a character called Tom Baker. Tom Baker and his wife have 12 children. So, the film is based on the story of Tom Baker being offered his dream job. And how can they balance between his wife's career, she's just releasing a book, he wants to move for this big job, but they've got 12 children holding them back. How can they move forward with them? And it's kind of a story of family, and it's a story of a large family moving from one area to another. It's a new town. Are they going to make friends? It's all that kind of stuff. Are they going to fit in? But the reason the parents decide to go is they get a much better house, they get a much better car. The quality of life is going to be better in Chicago to what it is in Midland. And that's it, really. They move, and the story kind of unfolds from there, doesn't it? I think that the synopsis is kind of almost me just setting the tone, isn't it? Because most of the stuff we're going to discuss now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the whole film, isn't it?
Well, it's got a bit more to it than that. Let's not start this.
Has it?
You sat there loving it.
Now, we had a few... It was a different kind of watching, wasn't it? It's late night Sunday.
It took us 2 hours and 40 minutes to watch that, by the way.
We had a lot of breaks. We had a lot of laughter breaks.
There was a lot but not so much laughing at the film in the right way.
It was laughing at us. There was a lot of laughing at the film. Can we just... Because as I was laying in bed last night, I was just thinking about the bloody balcony.
Oh, God. I was thinking of this morning. So, Ben and Coulson's flat, they've got a neighbour.
But you've never seen them.
We've never had to set the scene.
We've been there 8 or 9 months. There's never been anyone next door.
Empty car parking space
windows,
next door.
Dark windows.
Mop on the balcony.
Yep.
Curtain shut. No one next door. Then one night...
Last night?
No, but it happened before, hasn't it? Light pings on. I'm in the flat. I said, the bombshell, Coulson.
There's someone next door.
Someone next door.
So, instantly, my anxiety's going, well, he's just been released from prison.
I don't know where you got that story from, because you were saying it like that was the truth. Like, don't leave the balcony door open. What, he's going to scoot round and come in? He's just got out and he's going to think, I'm going to murder those two. Because I've just got out, and I tell you what, I hate them because they live next door to me. And no one will know it's me. I'll get away with it. You proper went.
No, just because I was like, where else could he have been other than prison?
Holiday. We rented
for 7 months.
7 months, long time.
Right.
Around the world.
So, last night, we go, Jack, we've got company. I go, look, they've not been here for a long time. I think he's been in prison. And Jack went, let's have a bit of a look. So we're leaning over the balcony.
It's so weird.
Looking in to their doors.
You're not leaning over. You're doing that half head lean round, which is like the spy.
Yeah.
You're giving it the spy. And then Goulson does the classic, which is push Jack. So he's held heads in, further.
Nobody saw us, and Jack went, oh, there's people there. They're a family. And we was like, all right. Anyway, we get about 40 minutes in.
And we decide to have another one.
No. We got 40 minutes in. Jack drops an absolute bomb out of his arse. We have to open the door. We have to evacuate the room.
It's like the fire plan, isn't it? Meet on the balcony.
We're back out on the balcony. Well, I've got a big flag saying, please gather under me. The fire's gone off. So we're out there getting a bit of fresh air because we're dying. Then we're back out to having a little spy. I'm not. But Jack, I'm going to have a little spy run. While I'm here, I'm going to see what they're doing now.
So Jack does this and goes, oh, Goulson, look, you can see them all now. You can see the full family. So I go, let's have a look who my neighbours are. Turn my head around. Jack's been spotted. There is a child staring at me through the balcony. So I'm like, oh, my God. Panic, move. We run inside, lock the door, and all locked ourselves in pens. We locked ourselves in your bathroom, thinking they were going to come round.
Like, that's the safest, they'll never know.
But we have now established we have neighbours.
We have neighbours.
So, yeah.
And I'm sure they didn't think it was strange at all. Three grown men are watching Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yeah. And they keep pausing it and giggling.
It was a very windy night last night. It was very windy.
Mm.
There was a lot going on.
You two, I don't like that sort of stuff, and you are constantly...
You grabbed the blanket, you went full Zorro.
You grabbed the blanket of sleep,
you put it on yourself, the blanket of invisibility, and then you were gone.
It's constant, it never stops, it's just... It's like you're in a competition between
you. It was a big night. It was a big
Ben's
night.
Going, it's a hat trick! Get in!
Jack fell off the sofa with his pipe in his hand. Jack had to lean over to get his pipe off the sofa. Fell off and then did the split.
It's because I had my legs crossed on the sofa.
You were literally like, you were in the last 5 minutes of Twister.
Yeah.
And you've gone to reach your pint, and your pint is at right hand green.
Yeah.
And you're currently right hand red.
Yeah.
And you've got to do the old karate under the legs.
You saved it, though.
You did it.
I got it.
You fought, though,
pulled
as well.
I pulled it back.
Right, let's talk about Cheaper by the Dozen.
Cheaper by the Dozen.
What did you think?
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift-giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I mean, you see, I grew up watching Steve Martin films, you know.
What happened to him?
The Jerk, Planes, Trains and Automobiles, all those.
Number Two Brains.
Yeah. And he's just not funny anymore.
It's just not what Steve Martin, is
it? No.
He played it very straight, bizarrely, in a comedy.
Forgotten how to tell a joke.
It was a while ago. So it's filmed in what,
2003 it was released.
2003.
Would you not say the cast is really good?
I think the kids are very good.
Kids are good, yeah.
The wife?
Good?
Yeah.
Good?
I guess that's the only thing I've known Steve Martin for. That and when is he in Princess Diaries as well?
I don't know. I've not seen that.
I think he is. But that's all I knew him for. So I guess all I can compare him to.
But there's some scenes in there, though, where he's meant to really show some real emotion.
Yeah, there was moments where the camera lingers on him. Yeah.
He doesn't really do it. I don't know.
The scene on the pitch where he's resigned and the camera holds on him. And
so basically, you jump through the story there.
We always do.
Because what happens is he does move, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He moves with the kids. She gets a book deal, has to go away for 2 weeks. Yeah. She says, can you handle the kids? He says, I can handle the kids. It goes bad, really bad. He can't handle the kids. He's going to lose his job. The kids are going to get chucked out of school. The wife has to come back.
Yeah, and it's kind of that bit of he stops being the dad, doesn't he? Because he's got the job and he's just trying to almost manage these kids. So he might be being able to get them to school on time, but he's not being a dad when they kind of need him because the kids aren't settling in school. There's all that kind of stuff. But I think the thing that makes sense for the kids is that they've got each other. So, you know, a film that on the basis could have been quite a sad film is actually a really fun film because between the 12 of them, they always have fun.
It's a remake, Jack. Didn't you say it's a remake? Yeah. 1950s remake?
Yeah. I've not seen the original. I just knew that it was a remake.
Steve Martin had a real edge to him when we were young. His first movies had a real comic edge. Mm. Saturday Night Live edge. He had a real wacky kind of way about him. Bit sort of off, bit crazy.
Bit like Jim Carrey, really.
Yes. Yeah, exactly like that. He was very much... We'll have to watch one of his films.
Now he just seems a bit
boring. Yes, he seemed strangely bland.
Yeah.
And that's not him. They were all very good. It's a very well-put-together film. Mm. Trolled along. We had some laughs, didn't we? Certainly wasn't bad.
I was watching it last night, and I always remember it. I was like, oh, no, it's a proper film. It's like it is a
You connected film. A lot with the ginger kid, didn't you?
With the frog.
Ginger kid with the frog.
Wasn't there a line where the ginger kid said, I've never felt part of
this family.
His first line is, everybody said the FedEx man dropped me off because I don't fit in this family. And that like kind of sets a tone for the fact, oh, well, if there's 12 of them and they're all fighting for the attention, you know, that's a lot sort of thing. And he's the only ginger kid in the family. And like, there's a bit, isn't there? And you kind of feel sorry for him straight away. And then he's in a different school to what the other kids are in because he's like that middle age. And the kids bully him. They knock his glasses off his head. But then later on in the film, there's the redemption, isn't there, between the brothers and the sisters where they see the kids that were giving him like shit.
He decides to give up his job, doesn't he? Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, yeah. He decides, this is like in the last 10 minutes of the film, he basically, after everything, decides that the family is more important than the dream. And this job is his dream. And then I think there's a bit where he goes into his like memory book and the quote is something like, I've finally met someone whose dreams match mine. And I think the moment is that he decided that he gave up his dream of being a football coach for like the dream of having his wife and kids and the family that he wanted. So I think he kind of then goes back on that, doesn't he? And kind of they go to live their life and make the most of it. But in the end, I don't know if he does leave his job or not. Like, you can't really tell, can you?
Well, she says he gets offered 12 jobs that are closer to home.
And then there's the last scene where they're having dinner. He's wearing the top with the Jaguar on, which is the high school that the oldest kid went to his team. So I assume
he's just gone home and
he's gone.
But it was
and
a weird ending.
Job.
He didn't look very happy about being with the kids, did he?
But
he looked a bit like, oof.
That's the bit where he can't play the emotion because there's that bit on the pitch where he's like, oh, I'm giving all this up. He's walking around like an 80,000 seat stadium and you know, he should be emotional, and then he turns and sees his kids and they've got that sign that says, "We love the coach."
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
when he should have had summit, and he didn't.
And he didn't.
He couldn't quite pull it off, could he?
Interestingly, then too, you found this out, didn't you? Steve Martin and Bonnie, what's the chops?
Yeah.
Langford.
Is it Bonnie Langford?
No,
it's not.
She's on EastEnders.
neither of them have had any children when they'd made
they
that
hadn't
film.
Had kids. Steve Martin had his first kid in 2013.
It's 10 years after the film.
Yeah. So they were playing it, not having had kids.
And they had 12.
Bombshell start.
It is interesting, though, because, you know, part of acting is using memories and relationships you've
he
got.
Didn't seem to me got... he didn't seem to me where he thought I've got the money, the film will take care of itself because it's 12 kids, and actually the emotional bit at the end the kids will do.
Yeah,
they'll it's... do we love you dad. Yeah, and he looked a bit like I don't really have to go that deep into
then there's
this.
The scene on the train when Mark runs away.
The kid runs away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The FedEx kid runs away,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Because his frog's died. No one cares. And he
but hold on. The frog's got... That got my head. My head span then. Beans. The frog. Suddenly he's in a box. He's dead. No one cares.
So he runs off.
So he runs off. But he didn't just run off. He didn't just run off to the local shop. He goes, right, I'm getting on a train.
I'm going back to the old house.
Going back to the old house.
And then there's a moment where Steve Martin finds him where he puts his arm around him and you go in, this is it. Nothing.
Nothing still.
So I do agree with that now.
Yeah, didn't even lose his head. As a parent, didn't lose his head. Gave it the full arm around, not the... What were you doing? How did you get on the train? Where did you get the money? You, me and your mum have lost our heads. You should never do that, that bit. Yeah, yeah. And then you calm down, don't
and then
you?
You
go,
calm
I
down.
Love you,
oh,
I miss
love
you,
you
like that.
There was neither.
There was neither of that. It would have been good if he'd done that.
Yeah, no, it was a good... Well, he kind of... The way he kind of plays it is that he realises that he's made a mistake and he wants to rectify his mistake because he thinks it's his fault that the family has turned out the way it's turned out in the past, you know, 20 weeks, whatever it's been since they moved there, because everything's not going very well. And is that because... of him and his job sort of thing, because he's not been there for the kids, or, you know, because the day he runs away is the day the mum comes back, isn't it? Because there's a massive, you know, fight in the house. And
but it's got everything. That movie's got everything for you, Coulson, that you like, isn't it? Family movie, feel good, bit of a hump in the middle of it, bit of a like, ooh, and then it all comes together at the end. They're all happy. And the kid who's you, his frog's died, you're back in with the family.
It's one of those films, again, that I remember watching, you know, on Disney Channel that's just, it's one of my childhood films.
And there's a sequel?
Yeah, there is. Which came out quite a bit later.
Double the children?
No.
More children?
The sequel, they basically go on a holiday to the lakes.
To the Lake District?
No. But I think it's just a film that I've always had as... And I think if you ask most people my age, they'll agree that it's a big thing. Cheaper by the Dozen, it was the film. It was Disney Channel. It was big. It will have been a cinema release. And I've watched it again and again. Like, me and my sister had that on DVD sort of thing. Watch it regularly. There was bits that I just kept remembering and remembering. And there's bits that are funny. Like, Jack, you absolutely laughed your head off.
At what?
There was a part.
There was a part, and your head fell off laughing.
What
bit? Don't try and backtrack now. There was something. Your head fell
when
off.
When she first went away,
yeah.
And Steve Martin is, you know, showing that he can't parent, and it's almost like a time lapse. It starts off... Dad, I've got a dart through my head. And she comes in her head's bleeding because one of the kids has thrown a dart.
Yes.
And then
the puke.
The kid comes in.
They kept falling in puke.
So the kid comes in and goes, is that blood? Then froze up.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the other kid comes in, slips on the puke.
Yeah.
But you have laughed through this whole,
yeah,
you know, 3-minute sequence.
Your head
had fallen off completely.
Yeah, it was funny.
And the other bit was pants in the dog food.
I didn't really laugh at that.
Did you not?
No.
You did. You had a giggle when he was on the floor.
When the dog went into Ashton Kutcher's balls.
Yeah. That fair was play to funny. Him, actually, to Ashton Kutcher for going in
full guns. Dog-eating balls.
Really wanted the film to be something. So, you know, when Oprah Winfrey's crew come in, they added that in, and it was Ashton Kutcher's crew from his TV prank show.
Punked.
He's not credited for the film.
What?
He wasn't on the credits at the end because he didn't want it to be about him. He wanted it to be about the kids.
That's a bit weird.
Who?
Ashton Kutcher.
Wanted it to be about the kids?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. But he's in it.
Yeah, but I think he didn't want the credits and the glory to be about him.
Oh, God. Well, it isn't.
He's played his part up a bit there.
Yeah,
I mean,
played it up a bit.
And what was...
It wasn't Platoon. He wasn't like, you know what I mean? Jeez, he played a kid cheaper by the dozen. I mean, I don't want to be on it. I don't want to pull focus from the children. You're not kid. You're not. Notice you. We could lose you easily.
They probably could.
Yeah, but really, I know I've stolen the film. I know it's the kid's film. It's really not your film.
I was going to ask what your favourite bit is, but I know what your favourite bit is, and you've not spoken
You're looking
about
at me.
It.
You're looking
no,
at me.
Both
of
you.
Us. What's the favourite bit?
You both loved the character of Dylan, the neighbour, didn't you?
Seen the little kid?
The little kid.
Little ugly kid.
With the smiley face.
Very ugly. Very ugly child. I just liked looking at his face.
But you just thought he was brilliant. He couldn't do anything wrong for you.
When he got crushed was funny. And he got his arm broken, that was funny. And then he had his party ruined, that was funny.
Yeah.
He was funny. He had funny bones, that lad.
I mean, he's on... He's
film ends on him.
Swinging on
it
the chandelier.
It ends on him, doesn't it?
Swing on the chandelier, very good. Mm. Both on the chandelier, very funny. He loved it. And then he fell off and he went... What did he say? Oh, no, he said this is the best birthday party ever.
Yeah,
and he'd lost
a
tooth. And then you saw a mistake where the woman who was playing his mum walked straight into a door in the middle of the film.
And goes, ow, and they just keep going.
Yeah, he was good, to be fair. We've never seen him again, have we?
No, but I could have sworn that he did loads at that time, but I obviously just know him as Dylan from Cheaper by the Dozen. Mm. Any other highlights and lows from the film? I think there must be something here because enjoy. Like it wasn't like we.
Yeah, you've painted it out to me now, and there is moments that I did laugh at. Dylan, vomit, dart in the head.
Dog eating balls.
Dog eating balls.
Funny. It's not bad. It's one of those films you can watch and talk at the same time.
Yeah,
like we can have that. I know you're red for a lot. You want to treat it a bit like Anna Karenina.
No, it's only because when we watch your films, I'm not even allowed to blink. But then it's a bit like right. The podcast is work. We're working tonight. We're watching the film. Okay, that's fine. We're watching your film. It's like work.
Well, we always have to have first off
conditions.
if it's a home fixture and it's late on, Shepherd's got to go and get his beers. So we have to go to Pizza Express, get an open beer, and then take it back. And we urge you, Shepherd, go. Yeah, it's all right. I live next door.
No, because he wasn't going to give me it if I was going to drink it outside. Because they don't have that type of license. I'm taking it to the flat.
If we're watching your film, it's literally exam conditions, finger on lips, no one talks, no one blinks.
Exam
watching my film, it's a bit up. Like you two are in a...
It's fucking, a party.
You're having a catch-up.
Yeah, it was good. We kept stopping it to have a laugh at something then start it again.
And then the worst bit was we're about 20 minutes in and, you know, I'd had to pause the film 3 times sort of thing. To which we're watching the film and Jack goes, you know when there's an awkward silence? I mean, because you're watching a film. Jack went, nearly had a crash today, mate. Nearly had a crash. And I'm like, we're watching...
No, your head fell off there. And that made me laugh more. And actually, the crash story, I was like, oh, really? Just to give you a little... You were on the blanket by then.
No,
your head had fallen off. You're giving it full Zorro.
Full Zorro.
Full Zorro. You're giving it full Cape Crusader. Dracula. Farts in your face, you've already knackered it with the balcony next door, and then he starts off with his car crash story.
If we recorded us watching one of your films to you two watching one of my films, yes, you'd be disappointed in yourselves.
You'd be disappointed.
I think it's because your films, you don't really have to sort of watch in a way.
Well, you don't have to watch your films, do you? That's my new motto going forward.
Oh. You got nasty just before the ratings.
Yeah, well, ratings.
Okay, ratings go.
No, yeah, it's your film first.
Yes, you're first.
See, I'm just worried that you're going to try and screw me
if you hadn't been so nasty just then.
Cheap Ballet Dozen, for me, is a 9.5.
Jesus Christ!
What's happened there?
9.5!
9.5!
Yeah.
I tell you what you've done there, and that is awful. Because you've lost your ass and you've had a go, you've thought they're going to mark it low. I'm going to go... beyond
nine points for Cheaper by the Dozen.
I don't think you're gonna mark it low. I think you should mark it.
Hannah Montana, what was that? Was
a 7?
10?
No, Hannah Montana's a solid 10. Cheaper by the Dozen. It's just because I hadn't seen it in 4 or 5 years, and I've sat there and I've watched it and I've loved it, and it's taken me back to my childhood.
Yeah, but couldn't that be an 8? I mean, 9.5's up there, because 9.5 is crying. 9.5 is changing your life. It's watching Wolfman and then eating meat. Yeah, that, I mean, that's a 9.5.
That's a 9.5.
Cheaper by the Dozen, you know, it was all right. You know, I got the blanket.
I enjoyed it.
Oof, you've had a shocker. 9.5. Even 9 would have been better than 0.5.
I enjoyed it.
But you've got nowhere to go.
I have. I've got a 10. I
can tell you. So all your films are just going to vary between 9.5 or 10.
Well, no, not necessarily, because it's the first 9.5 I've ever given out. So that theory's wrong.
What have you given a 9 to?
My films have either been a
9
8
or 10.
Or a 10.
We Bought a Zoo. What did you give that?
10?
An 8.
Was it?
Mm. Papadopoulos, an 8. Muriel's Wedding got a 9. That was your film. Goodfellas got a 10. It's in between them two for me.
God.
It's a childhood thing. It's a film that I watched. It's a film that I enjoyed. And that's what film is, isn't it?
But it's the 9.5 nature of it. You've literally given yourself 0.5 now.
Right, do your ratings then. If you weren't such petty about doing them, it wouldn't, you know, I would still give it a 9.5 because it's a good film, but you are starting to make this very difficult now.
5.
What?
Yeah.
Absolutely stitched you there.
No,
you stitched you. That's fine. That's fine.
It's not.
It is a 5. Right. 5 is 5.
But.
Steve Martin's not that funny in it. I only laughed really at the kid because he's fucking ugly. Do you know what I mean? I mean, there isn't really...
Coulson's head's gone!
There isn't
You went
much.
Too high there.
There's
too.
The dart in the head. That's 3 minutes. It's an hour 40. Is it an hour 40?
Yes.
It's a 5, and I'm being kind.
Go on, Ben.
Oh, his head's fallen right off. If I go low here... I reckon you could walk out.
Headphones off.
I reckon it's headphones off. If I go low, it's headphones off. Am I going to pull you back?
I don't know.
Where am I going to go, though? I can't go to 8, 9, 10. I can't.
Who are you going to get to take my role on in this podcast, by the way? Because I'm done now.
I don't know. Look,
we'll do a
Instagram
shout out
tweet us. Maybe the person who watched Wolfman. The guy could. Maybe we can have a guest every week like they did with Have I Got News For You? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it. We can't talk about what Coulson just did to me there, but it's funny. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Coulson. I'm going to give it. His head's gone now. His head's gone.
Come on.
Right.
Come
I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it a 6. Oh, you've literally evaporated from the 6.
6 is good.
I just thought that film, you were looking at 23, 24 out of 30.
No, you're not.
You're not, Coulson. You're not. It's Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see. In fact, after watching Cheaper by the Dozen, go on Instagram and comment what you'd rate it. Because I think you'll be surprised. Because I think this film, the time it came out, the generation that listens to the podcast... I just think that you'll be surprised.
Well, then we'll be proved wrong, Coulson.
Well, hopefully so.
Well, our film that we're going to watch next week is West Side Story.
It's a musical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard you listen to it before.
Yeah. You've not seen it?
No. I might like it.
I think you will.
It's a classic.
Okay.
It's a classic. And it's being remade by Spielberg at the moment.
Cool.
Big movie. Big film.
So this week I have educated you, or at least tried to educate, but ooh, sometimes you can't educate.
Some of the toys have been thrown out there. Or actually all of them have been thrown out the pram.
I've educated you on Cheaper by the Dozen. Next week you're going to try and educate me on West Side Story. Until then, this is the Safe Cinema Club. Good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.